last week we broke international news for the border, a cat, unfortunately. What was the name of the cat,
Louis? Eva the cat, 2-year-old Persian.
Yeah, it was stuck up a tree. What was the tree again, Lou?
A phoenix palm.
Yeah.
Massive palm tree.
New Zealand. What was the name of the town again, Lou?
I don't know.
Napier.
Yeah.
The lovely lady that we were talking to, the owner of the cat, Mary, she told us the lengths that they'd already gone to, this was last week, to try and get this bloody cat down that was stuck up there for, at that stage, 10 days. Have a listen.
I have tried the fire brigade and a cherry picker and no avail.
Yes.
And now we've got scaffolding up.
Okay, so to find out what happened after the scaffolding, we've got Mary's daughter-in-law, Sandy Cooper, who lives in Wodonga. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Lou, Matt.
Hi, Sandy.
So, Sandy, the last we heard, Eva was still stuck up the palm tree surrounded by scaffolding. What's the latest?
So the scaffolding was up around the tree, but unfortunately Eva couldn't see the scaffolding because of the canopy of the tree.
Right.
So she ended up being stuck up the tree for 14 days.
Poor baby.
But she's down now.
I can happily report that she is down from the tree.
Yay.
We had an amazing arborist who rocked up and offered to climb up the scaffolding.
Yes.
So there was 10 metres of scaffolding, and there was still almost another 5 metres of canopy. So
wow.
He basically had to abseil up, and he cut. The tree now looks like a very, very tall pineapple.
Right.
Yep.
With about 10 fronds on the top. So he spent about 3 hours cutting every frond off the tree.
Wow.
Basically.
Unreal.
And until there was about 10 left on the top, and then Eva just jumped off.
Oh, God, love her.
And she's fine now,
thing.
Is she?
Mary took Eva to the vet and had her all checked out and got some special food and had to make sure she was hydrated and stuff, but Justin, the fantastic arborist, did find, as he was cutting the fronds away, that there were a few dead pigeons that had obviously provided Eva some sustenance.
Excellent.
While she was up in the tree. So,
yeah.
So she's now happily ensconced on the bed and not moving.
Oh, fair enough too. Oh, we love a happy ending to such a dramatic story, Sandy.
Well, it was. It snowed and everything. It's been very cold in New Zealand. So, there were some people that were supposed to be coming to try and save her, but they couldn't get through because of the snow. All the roads were closed.
Oh, unbelievable.
Sandy,
it was a massive effort.
You go, serious question. Do New Zealand cats sound different to Australian cats?
Yes, Matt, they meow differently.
Yeah.
Right,
especially when they meow about fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
See?
Oh, well, that's a terrific end to the
story. Sorry, I'm not responsible for him, Sandy, just saying. Yeah, that is an excellent end. Thank you for keeping us updated on Eva and in fact, alerting us to the incredible plight of Eva at the time. Glad to hear that she's all safe and sound with Mary again.
Yes, and Mary is a very happy, crazy cat lady now.
Very nice. Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy.